I'm here with Greta Gerwig. She is in Whit Stillman's latest movie called Damsels in Distress. And you are, first of all, I have to say, the first time I saw you was in the remake of Arthur. In Arthur, you're the best thing in it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And in Damsels in Distress, you're kind of the, I'm not, should I call you the protagonist or really the antagonist? The leader of this group of young women in college who are there to set things right their own way. Tell me a bit about this.
Well, Damsels in Distress is a dark comedy. It's almost a dark musical comedy. Mm-hmm. It's takes place at a liberal arts college, and there are this group of girls, of which I'm the leader of, and we've decided that to help people who are depressed and not feeling so great about themselves, they should dress better, wear perfume, and perform in musicals. So we've created a center for this end, and but then various things happen and their paths get thrown off. But it's a very funny, very strange comedy, kind of in the vein of like Heathers or something, something like, or Election or something like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, and it's very character driven. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your character, Violet, especially, and not the way that, you know, okay, the director told me to do this. But tell me about how you got into her personality and what you brought to her on screen.
Well, when I read the script, at first I hated Violet on the page.
Why?
She seemed so annoying, and she had so many opinions, and she seemed so insufferable. But then as I kept reading it, by the end of the script, she was my favorite character, and I just loved her. I think she's a mess of contradictions. She's a pathological liar, but she also is incredibly sincere on some level. She's critical of other people, but she's also seeks criticism from people because she wants to constantly improve herself. And she's a zealot. She's driven by these unseen desires, and it's always amazing to play someone who has almost a dictator-like worldview that they want to impose.
There are no lines that you can kind of wait for. As an audience, someone watching the film, you have to either love her or hate her. But in this case, we do vacillate because we pity her, but then we sympathize with her, but then we hate her again, and then we love her, and then we say, "Oh."
I know. She's I think it's actually, that's been my favorite part, is to be able to bring the audience on the same journey I went through when I read the script, which is nothing is exactly what it seems. This girl seems like this, but then she's something else. And it's really exciting to sit in an audience and see people experience what I did.
Was Damsels in Distress done before Arthur or after?
After. It was done right after Arthur, actually. I had a week off. It was shot less than a year ago. And I had a week off after Arthur, and then we started costume fittings for Damsels. But I really wanted to do it. I was really excited.
Did you get the role before you got the role in Arthur?
Well, it was sort of all happened simultaneously. I knew that they were both possibilities, but originally Damsels was slated to film at the exact same time as Arthur. So I got the role in Arthur, which was really exciting. And then I met with Whit around the same time. And then Whit and the production actually moved the whole production, which was amazing. So they moved it to the fall, so I was able to act in it. And but I grew up loving Whit Stillman's movies and quoting them and being obsessed with his writing. So for me, I just wanted to be part of it.
Barcelona, Last Days of Disco.
I think my favorite is Last Days of Disco. I don't know if that's just because of I love Chloe Sevigny and Kate Beckinsale in it. Last Days of Disco. I think it was the first one that I saw too. So I have this
attachment.
Emotional connection with it, and it also. felt like it was in 1998, and I was I was 14, and it was like one of the first in a series of New York movies I saw, and I didn't grow up in New York, and it made me want to move there, along with a number of Woody Allen movies, and so I just adore it. So I was so happy that I got to do this one.
Growing up, mm-hmm. or when you decided what you wanted to do, who did you get most inspired by, acting-wise? Before you answer that question, you have this, I think, almost unique style to yourself. Your delivery, your rhythm, your mm-hmm. comic pacing is different than a lot of stuff that we usually see, that I usually see. So you bring probably a lot of stuff from you, but you must say, well, I really want to do this because of...
Diane Keaton was a big one. I think it was in many ways more films than particular actors that I looked to. Discovering the films of Woody Allen and really having that experience. And I also had a moment... I remember the moment when I realized... One of the reasons I love a film was I do what a lot of people did. You go and you watch the actor. You go to see what the actor is doing. And I realized with the Coen brothers that the reason what I was looking at was the directing. Right. I actually liked. I loved the actors they were using, but I was like that film and that film, and I put it together, and I was like, this is the writing and the directing. This is what I'm responding to. So I think it was really just like a love of cinema more than anything else. And then I didn't know how films were made or how I could be part of them. But I think in a lot of ways it was just a world that I wanted to be part of so badly. And there's nothing like sitting in the dark and watching a, flickering screen with light. And I just tried to find a way to get there, not just as an actress, as anything. I just wanted to be part of it.
It's funny because I see a common thread between Woody Allen, Whit Stillman, what you're doing, yeah. So that's great. You're still writing?
Yes, I am. I'm working on something I'm writing right now, which is still kind of top secret, but... yes, I'm making things that I'm writing, which is... wonderful. That's a deep pleasure for me, seeing great actors do things with things I write.
And you are a great actress, or you're becoming a great actress. Greta Gerwig
Thank
in
you.
Damsels in Distress. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.